Hello, good morning.
Today I would like to share with you about
something that's really important. I'll be taking you on a personal course on self-discovery with my special program called the Tycoon Lifestyle. Today, I'm your host. My name is Gideon Tony. Most people like to call me TZ. I'm just going to add a flag here. Of Tycoon Lifestyle, and I'm trying to make the life better for the people that don't have the privilege to live a better life. Now, in my own kind of way, I think that we can put out a better system out there in the political sector and the educational sector. The walk industries, everything, bro, everything in entertainment. We just had to put it all together. The good thing is that we have content that matches 50 goods, like 50 goods. We have content, good content that can go over and in the long run become a safety net for everyone. Yeah. Becomes a nest, because everyone has to have a strategy that works for them. Yeah, people believe they have a strategy that works, but I think I can give you something better that will work magic for you if you put it into practice. You understand? Because I've seen it. Sometimes you think people that say they can help you do something, why can't they help themselves? But the thing is, in the process of helping you, they're actually helping themselves, because that's why they are here, to help you. And I'm that guy. My name is Gideon. I am single. I'm 28. I am a graduate. I might just say that I haven't gone for service. I'm just trying to be someone that I've always wanted to be. But the truth is, I know that I have something inside that I have to let it come out. It has to come out. And I've been hiding him for too long, and that guy is ready to come out right now. He's ready to take over the world. He's ready to change the game. There's so many players around lately, so he's coming to change the game. He's made in Nigeria. Yeah, born and bred in Ajegunle, in the slums, where stars are born, are always very difficult to talk about, because the experience is, it's amazing. But if you look at it the way I see it, I think that we all just have to try to be better than we've ever been. We have to show that we can do things that make people believe that things are possible. Now, what am I trying to say? If you help your mind to walk at ease, like help your mind know the right things to talk and pray about, to worry about, I think you'll live a better life. But you know, the problem we face is we choose our path. If God was really not so kind, He would have made us all go through the same path. But in His infinite wisdom, in His wisdom, He's made us to understand that we can create our world. We can actually create our world. So it's easy if you study your mind and be in control of it for your own good with the word of God. Like, control your mind, tame your mind, put it in the right place. Don't let what's happening outside get into you. Think of things that are pure, things of good, sound and love and peace, like righteous thoughts, things of good news, good reports, you get me? Those are the kind of things you should focus on. Huh? So when you find yourself that your mind is being troubled, just remember that the mind itself is waiting for you to command. It's waiting for you to command it so it can bring to pass what you want. It can bring to pass a manifestation of God's infinite power, like magical, in every night, and in the dawn of every difficult night. Yes, God will always conquer. He will always be a source. I'm not a preacher. I'm a tycoon man. I'm a man that sees the vision that no one else has seen. I'm the man that thinks, what do I give to my people in return for allowing me be amongst them? I have come to realize that if we dwell in His presence and never doubt in our heart, we'll find out that He truly cares about us. He's here for us. He's never going to leave. So I want you to know that you should never be afraid. Do not be afraid of anything. Do not be afraid of the outcome of the day. If you've sinned today, calm down. It is not by your power. He's going to take care of you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? If your life, your day and your night are in His hands, He decides if you're going to be alive tomorrow. He decides if you continue or end the human race. He is the one that decides it. It's not your power. So tell me. Tell me what you think about it. Tell me. So, be grateful for every day. Doesn't matter what happens. Be grateful. And always hope for the best. Because it can happen. Thinking of thoughts that are pure, thoughts that are good. Like, saying positive things. I'm a champion, I'm a conqueror. I remember those days, my mom used to call me a champion. Whenever I call her on the phone, I say, "Hey, my champion," I felt good. God bless her soul. I felt good, I felt real good. But, you know, as time went by, I later realized that I am really a champion. You get what I'm trying to say? But I am grateful for every day, despite the champ, despite the outcome, despite I win or I lose, I am grateful. And I always hope for the best. Let me tell you a secret. When you least expect it, then, when you least expect anything to happen, anything good to happen in your life, and boom, you're settled for life by the maker of all things, just like that. When you weren't expecting it, in this hour, in this time, it's God is a good God. if you can think of things that are good, things that are pure. I'm thinking of a free school project. Can you imagine a free school project? How long have we known? Why has nobody thought about that? Is it a free school? The government takes money for the free government schools. They say we need a free school project. God has given us so much. All we have to do is create it. Create the world we want. Your confidence is, that means your reward. You get your confidence is, that means how much you can get and grasp. With the life of thanksgiving, you can be a tycoon man. Just be thankful. That's the whole message I'm selling. I'm not preaching to you. I'm giving you that skin. Be thankful, and I can help you. It's an habit. I can help you cultivate it. A lot of people have been doing this thing I'm trying to do now, so many people might judge me, many people might say maybe I don't know what I'm doing, but I want you to know that out of Nazareth, something came out. So I believe out of my clan, I came out, so I know I'm going to get it. Because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He supplies my needs. He provides for me. So, what would a free man do when you know that God is there for them? You're free. I'm free. Who is the Son of God? Sets me free indeed. I'm not a preacher, but I know these things. So, you see. So, thanksgiving can just change your life like that. Being thankful. You know what it means when you thank God? You're acknowledging Him. That God, thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the good things happening in my life. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you that you didn't take my life today. Yeah? That's what it means to be thankful. Well, another thing I will give you, besides being thankful, is be quiet. Quiet, that's very important. I see every day as a new beginning to life. I've been through a lot as a man, and I've conquered much opposition in life. Life is special, yes, and I like to wake up feeling excited of what the new day brings, but with the way things have gone so far, my life's blueprint is just me being a tycoon man. I'm a money magnet and I'm an entertainer. Now, this makes me a businessman. But you think, what is this selling? So, will I buy what this guy wants to sell? Because he's just talking. But the thing is, you have to try. Okay, let me ask you a question. What are you happy about today? Are you happy about your body, love, maybe your hustle, decide what are you, what is it, your life, your finances, tell me what you think you're happy about. Then now think about it. Tell me what you are not happy about. Now it could still be love, it could still be finances. I think I have a better solution for that. There's a format for happiness. Know what you need and show kindness. You will always be happy. To grow and give makes you better. She's selling. I have to stop now to let my sponsors share their thoughts with you.